But I wanted to get over my fear of public speaking because I knew that I'd have an upcoming exam where I'd have to deliver a speech. So then I asked Olive for her advice, and then I put together a speech and we practiced it together, and we worked on techniques of how I can get rid of my nerves and deliver a nice speech. And then I did the exam and I did very well. I got an A on my exam, and that Olive's advice really helped me. Olive gave me a lot of options as to how I can calm my nerves. She helped me with looking at lots of breathing exercises and how I can slow down my speech so it's understandable even if I was nervous. And that really helped with the clarity of my speech, because I knew that it would help me with my fears, like my big public speaking fear, and I knew that if I had any other problems, that my life coaching was likely to help me, because my public speaking fear was massive and I've had it for a long time, it was kind of my number one fear. So I knew that if I had any fears that were not as bad as public speaking, I'd still be able to get help from Olive. I think my biggest fear was being able to make friends at a new college after I left school. But then Olive gave me the advice that I would be able to surround myself with a new group of friends, so then I'd feel more comfortable, and that made me feel much better about the idea of making new friends, because it kind of opened my eyes to the opportunity to kind of start a new life and make myself better. So it kind of made me feel less nervous about it and more excited about making new friends. Yeah, it really helped with my confidence, as in having confidence in myself, because before I started coaching I had a lot of self-doubt of my ability. But then now I've realised that I may not be able to get full marks on everything, but I should still have faith in my own ability and be able to do well even if I don't get full marks on everything. I would recommend that they have coaching, because it really helped with my confidence and I stopped panicking about everything. And it's just to have someone to go and talk to that's kind of a one-to-one thing. So even if they go to the pastoral office, I mean, yes, they're interested in what you have to say, but they've also got 240 other students to think about. But if you have life coaching, you can kind of focus on your individual problems instead of having to wait in line for everyone else's problems to be sorted out before yours are addressed. So I really liked having the coaching, because it was nice to kind of have a friendly environment where you don't have to feel embarrassed about the problems that you kind of bring up. So I would really recommend coaching for anyone that has kind of confidence issues or anything like that. I liked the breathing exercises that we did, kind of saying the words, but kind of steadily instead of really quickly. And it was kind of funny, but it was a good way to remember my words properly. Because it was so funny, it was memorable for me to use. So that was really good, the breathing exercises that I did. And also, I think the best bit has been with the making friends thing. It's kind of opened my eyes, and I was kind of seeing everything from one side. But being with life coaching, it's kind of helped me with seeing things from every kind of different angle.